Indo-Canadian gang violence has been the subject of newspaper headlines in Vancouver with increasing frequency in recent months. So Headlines Theatre is living up to its name by addressing that subject in its latest Forum Theatre production titled Here and Now. Laura Lamb saw the play on Thursday, and she's here with her comments. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Jane.
Now, before we get to the current production, Here and Now, can you fill us in a little bit for people who aren't familiar with it, with Headlines Theatre and their practice of forum theatre? How is it actually different from a regular play?
Yeah, this is the first time I'd ever seen one of their performances, and I heard about them before. And they're very different from a regular play in that in every way, because they begin not with a script written by a playwright, but with some issue. And then they take it through a series of community meetings where they try to narrow down the issue and find the drama in it. They do workshops. People who come to the meetings, from those people, they choose actors. And then those actors work through again until they come up with a play. Then the play, when it's performed, the play is interactive with the audience. So really, from beginning to end, it's quite different from regular dramatic productions.
And what's the thinking behind that approach?
Well, their aims, Headlines Theatre's aims, are very activist. They're educational, I would say, or really wanting to make social change directly, rather than most theatre productions, which, although social change certainly might be part of what a theatre production might be aiming for, it be the minor part, and the major part is the artistic part, whereas this production is very pragmatic in its aims. As they say, we want our play to explore real solutions to these problems.
I guess it's also really current.
Oh, yeah, yeah, trying to be right with the headlines.
So what story did the community members come up with?
Well, the story we saw in the play really centers on the family dynamics of an immigrant family where the parents were born in India and the children grew up and were born and grew up here, and the communication problems between the generations. And then there's another aspect of it which actually deals with conflicts within a criminal gang. And the drama really centers on the teenage son who is drawn into this dangerous gang situation.
And then what actually happens when the forum part of the forum theater comes into effect during the play?
Yeah, well, what they do, first they run through the play like a normal play from beginning to end, and then they do it again, and under the leadership of the director, audience members can yell out stop when they think something when they would like to change something in the play. And then they go up on stage and take the place of the actor and continue the play that way. So it's very interesting because it allows audience members to follow that impulse, which probably everyone has had at one time or another, perhaps the first play you've ever seen. You know, if you imagine seeing Hamlet and wanting to yell out, "Don't stab that curtain, you idiot! Don't you know you have to look behind a curtain before you stab someone?" You know. So if you could actually yell that out and then go up and take Hamlet's place and act more sensibly, and as David Diamond says, make safety for the characters.
Is safety what we go to the theater to see? I mean, doesn't this kind of like eliminate the tragedy in Hamlet?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you did that in Hamlet, there wouldn't be, the tragedy wouldn't happen. So, yeah, no more tragedy.
And is that a good thing?
Well, it could be a very revolutionary thing in a way. It's similar to what Brecht, in his theories of the theater in the 1920s, was trying to do when he objected to the whole theory of tragedy by saying that it made the audience passive. And he brought in a new theory of theater, which he called epic theater, which he wanted to make the not give the audience the sense of completion, of catharsis, that everything was going to be okay, so that they would go out and become activists. That was part of his theory. So in this sense, this is even more revolutionary in that it challenges the whole, every aspect, every convention of the theater. It's as if someone in the audience was saying something like, well, why do we have to sit here passively while they, on the stage, are in control of everything, and we just sit here? So it, in a way, is a method which could empower the audience.
Did you feel empowered? I mean, what was it? How did you feel yourself being a member of that audience?
Yeah, there was quite a gap between what I thought could happen and how I felt. I actually felt like I was sort of an observer in a drama class, and I got that phrase from my companion, who's a high school student. So she's kind of close to drama classes, and she said, I feel like I'm sitting in a drama class. I felt somewhat manipulated by the whole situation because, for instance, right at the beginning when the forum started, the director, David Diamond, got us all to stand up and move around a little bit, which was good. And then he said, I want everyone in the audience who feels that these issues that came up in the play do not touch you to sit down, please. So I looked around. You know, who's going to sit down? You feel like a schmuck if you sat down. And you know what issues don't touch you? If they could be it could have been a play about spaying and neutering your pets, and you know, the issues touch you in some way. You know, I mean, so you could feel justified in, well, yeah, I'm going to stand up with everybody else. I'm not going to sit down. And yeah, I felt a little bit uncomfortable with that, and I felt. What I was really observing, rather than a revolution of a theater, was a very different kind of theater in a way, where the director becomes a performer and a teacher. The role of the director, the public role of the director, is really big once the forum starts, because he has to manage everything, and it's pretty hard to imagine how you could intervene as an audience member without a really strong director there, making sure that things were still dramatic, and making sure that the aims of the social aims didn't get diverted somewhere else. So, I almost felt as if there was a sense in that David Diamond didn't like being a behind the scenes director. Directors are really important, but they usually you don't know what they've done unless you're an actor, and all the actors get all the credit. And so, I felt a little bit like, yeah, okay, this is a performance by a director.
So you didn't enjoy yourself?
Well, no. Now I've got all my negative points out of the way. I actually did enjoy myself, but in a fairly conventional way, in that I was entertained. I was entertained by the audience members who got up and intervened and tried to redirect the action in this fictive world. And they did it, you know, with real thought, a lot of them with a lot of style, you know, so that the play was still a performance that you could enjoy watching. And, you know, some not so much, but all with a lot of sincerity. So I was impressed with those people. You know, I'm not the kind of person who would do that. I also thought that the actors rose to the challenge of being able to perform with audience members, to improvise, which is not easy in itself, and to improvise with people who are not trained as improvisers. It's a very, very complex skill, and some of these actors have never acted professionally before, and perhaps never acted at all before. So that was very interesting to see. And I was also impressed with just the way the production was done, how David Diamond managed the whole event. And yes, you know, all the behind-the-scenes stuff that we couldn't see, it really was very skilled.
Now, as you said at the outset, the theatre has very pragmatic social aims to create social change. Is it successful in its own terms?
Yeah, I think in a modest way, yes, I think it is. And probably, you know, it understands what it's capable of doing. You know, I'm talking about Headlines Theatre. The discussions and the issues that came out of the interventions are so many and so huge that, you know, they could have gone on all night doing that stuff. And then the discussions of how to implement some of these ideas that were coming out could go on. Will take a lot of work by many members of the community to be able to implement them. And I think Headlines Theatre does everything they can to try to promote that continuation of discussion and community input. So, yeah, I think it is a good way to open up a community discussion.
Did it actually deal directly with the media coverage of Indo-Canadian gangs?
Not within the play, no. But they did have they had some information when you came in and in the introduction about the media coverage and some questioning about whether that coverage is racist. In the point being, if there's a white gang, they're not called a white gang, they're just called a gang, which of course is the same in a culture in which it's normal to be white and to be male. You know, you're a doctor or a female doctor, you're a criminal or you're an Asian criminal, right? That's something that is always going to come up and has to be dealt with. So they sort of bracketed the performance with that question. But the performance itself was really about the specific situation within an immigrant community and how the parents, by trying to protect their children, are perhaps driving them into dangerous situations.
Well, thanks very much for going to see it and coming and telling us about it.
Yeah, thank you.
I've been speaking with Laura Lamb about the Headlines Theatre production Here and Now. It's running until December 11th, both in Vancouver and in Surrey, and then there's going to be a live telecast of Here and Now on Shaw TV Cable 4 on December 11th at 8 p.m.